I'm in the Torres Strait, near Papua New Guinea, on a small deserted island where there's little sign of food, water or wildlife. There's a larger island which promises more resources, but getting there means crossing a tidal channel full of sharks.
Well, this is a bit of sand that I want to use to get across the other island. Thing is, look, there's sharks like this one here. All in this water, I'm seeing loads of these. And that's what I want to watch out for.
This strait is a natural funnel for the sharks' prey, which is why they're everywhere here. Before crossing, I have to take precautions.
Okay, let's get some sort of stick before we do this, come on.
Driftwood pole will provide me with some protection.
We're gonna need this just to help us in the wind as well, with this current. Let's get into this.
It's a tricky crossing of about 200 yards to the other island. The tide is on the turn, and I don't want to be trapped midstream in fast-rising waters.
I need you to stick really close to me on this. Good positive steps, just get across it, all right? I need you to help me keep an eye out, though.
Some shark attacks occur in as little as 2 feet of water. Not far south of here in 2006, a woman was attacked and killed by 3 sharks in waist-deep water, only 15 yards from the beach.